All right, and we're back, but just to let you know, Queen of Peace tomorrow, Boucherie, 10:30, it starts, and they will show you how it was actually done way back when. They did Boucherie, and that was all family gatherings, and everybody left with a piece of meat to cook for the rest of the week. The next weekend, there was another Boucherie, so everybody had Boucheries going on and helping each other out and sharing, and that was the time of sharing comparing to today. That we don't share, we just take care of ourselves, and that's about it. But they really had to support and help each other out. But that will be tomorrow, and there will be a Creole Boucherie with a boudin, crackling pork stew, pies, everything that you want will be there. So go out at Queen of Peace, and that is a fundraiser for Queen of Peace. Still trying to replace some of their facilities that they lost in a fire. So go out and enjoy yourself tomorrow, and that will be at Queen of Peace. All right, John, back to you.
All right, we got something going to be played by Leroy Thomas before we talk to him. Leroy, I want to hear something from you. With Gerard along on the rub board and also on the other card in Lil Pop Lede.
Big Pop.
You got it. That's what you call,
Woo!
I'm in love with your baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And you don't want to let her know?
I don't even know her name.
You don't even know her name?
Oh, yeah.
How can you be in love with her and you don't even know her name? Now?
Well, let's call love at first sight.
Love at first sight.
Yeah.
That's good. Leroy, it's a pleasure having you. It's a little too loud, or is it?
No, it's fine. It's fine.
It's fine? Okay, good. It's a pleasure having you. And what brings you here in the first place?
Well, I always try to, you know, make my rounds at the radio stations mm-hmm. at least once a year.
Now, where you you got some activities planning and something?
Yeah, actually this weekend I'm just partying, to be honest with you.
We usually
take off the first 2 weeks of January or the first 3 weeks, but
so we're gonna see you at Blue Moon.
Probably. So I have to go. I was at a boucherie this morning, went home, took a shower. And,
well, wait a minute. Now, where the boudin?
They're just getting started with all that.
Oh.
That's at Brian Pruitt's house. We got Brian Pruitt, Al Woods. We got a superstar in Elton, too, besides myself and my father. AJ, NFL superstar. Yeah, you're right. He's over there.
Really?
Yeah. And he's played with Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, right.
And,
really?
He over there at the boucherie. So that's the AJ. Mm-hmm. And then we got Brian Pruitt, got mm-hmm. Al Woods, mm-hmm. and June Allison. They all got together and had a boucherie today. And tomorrow we're doing a fish fry at my other friend's house, Glenn Langley, outdoor kitchen. So
y'all got a weekend going.
Man, we got a weekend going over there.
And last night I went mud riding. I haven't done that in 20 years.
Mud riding?
Yeah, on rhinos, mules, and four-wheelers till midnight.
No wonder you had to take a bath, probably. Yeah. You had to take a shower because that was too much of that. But along what's going to happen tonight over at Blue Moon and Little Buck celebration, his big birthday would be Coral Day. And Warren Prejean and the Zydeco Blues Band. Lynn August is going to be there. Lynn August and Keith Blair, Zydeco Ray with a Toothpick Man. And as long as he doesn't fall, you know, he got to run into the wall. And they got Walter Trueman Posse. It's going to be there. Henry Gray. The man is going to be celebrating his 89th birthday, by the way. And he's a keyboard man. And Lil Buck, Warren Storm, C.C. Adcock, and hopefully many other guests, such as Leroy. He's
going to
be probably
right there
with his accordion, along with Gerard. Gerard.
Gerard St. Julian.
Gerard St. Julian.
Don't get it mixed up.
Now, what are you? You're going to call St.
Julian. Yeah, St. Julian.
No, that now.
It's not clip. Gerard Delafonse.
No. Yeah. That kind of threw me
Delafonse.
Too.
Delafonse. Yeah. And now you say that, Delafonse. He says that. So, but how would Cliff would say St. Jude.
St. Julian.
Yeah, and they wrote it down St. Jude, and it was St. Julian that was playing with his band and all that. Gerard, how are we doing today?
Oh, I'm all right, man.
You got to pull the mic a little closer to you so we can get you now.
Yeah, I'm all right.
You all right now?
Oh, yeah.
So you making the tour around with Leroy?
Yeah. Yeah.
No mud riding last night?
Nah, no mud ride.
No mud?
No. I didn't ride no rhino.
Now, you still have your band, or you just playing?
No, I'm just playing, you know.
You're just playing with Leroy right now?
Yeah, just playing.
And you enjoyed making the tour, making a round with that?
Well, that's what I do.
That's what you do?
That's what I've been doing.
Okay. Now, I want one more now. Lil Pop, take care. Take it over. You got something coming up. Let's go.
KRVS in Lafayette, Louisiana, on the campus of UL of L.
That's what we do on Saturday morning.
Better than this. You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, public radio for Lafayette and throughout the United States and the world.
I'm telling you.
Look, Melvin, if people are listening, and we know that, all the way in Turkey,
yep,
and they're listening to us in Australia, they're listening to us in Japan, and they're listening to right here in the United States, this is what we do, and this is what we would like to continue to do every Saturday morning. If we can get musicians to come in here and truly show what Zydeco music is all about. And we got four
right
of the top musicians right here in Southwest Louisiana.
Well, it's a beautiful thing, John, when the bands get along. I mean, you know. Ain't nobody.
Who wants to do it every Saturday?
Yeah, you want it? Yeah, come on.
Wait a minute. He's talking over there. You don't have your. He's talking.
He can't tell. But it's just a beautiful thing when you have musicians getting along and you know, playing different stuff.
Yeah.
He was.
He can't stop him.
This morning.
Yes.
But he's okay.
Hey, look.
Yeah,
that's okay. What it is. That's what it
it's
is.
All good.
But anyway, we have Lil Pop Lede, Corey Pop Lede.
Big Pop, man, I'll tell you that.
Leroy Thomas, Lil Buck Senegal, and Gerard St. Julian.
Yep, get that straight.
And, of course, we want to make sure we get that straight. Now, Leroy, I want to ask you a question. What is the strangest place you ever played?
Oh, man. I guess at the strip club in Houston.
Oh, God, no, that was silence, huh? I mean, no.
Yes, yeah.
That was the strangest place.
Oh, really?
Really, yeah.
And Lil Pop, now, the same question to you. What did you?
Now, I was playing the band. The band was playing there. It's not, you know.
Yeah. Lil Pop? I mean.
Lil Buck?
Yeah, Lil Buck get the headset. Give him the headset.
We want to talk to you about that, too.
Oh, what?
Yeah, because
he's been in a lot of places, you know.
Yeah. What is the strangest places that you have ever played?
Got to be a good place.
Got to pull the mic to you now, because you got to talk in the mic. You want to be so relaxed.
That's it, man. Nothing no excitement.
Pull the chair closer.
Nothing no excitement.
Pull the chair closer.
Nothing don't bother me. Nothing no excitement.
I know that's right.
What is the strangest places that you've ever played? Lil Pop was about to say something, but he couldn't. He couldn't think. No, he's too young for that.
Oh, man. But I play so many places. I don't know. They're all strange, man.
No, because all four of you have played in various places, in gigs and, you know, nightclubs and entertainment places. That was a question just popped up in my head, and I was wondering if you could come up with the strangest place or the most fascinating place. Which was the most exciting place you ever played, Lil Pop?
I probably had to say in Russia.
In Russia?
Yeah.
Russia, what was, I guess they would.
Yeah. What would be so exciting about that, though? What was?
I didn't want to go at first.
You didn't?
No.
And after you got there, what happened?
It wasn't what I expected. I thought it was going to be problems and stuff like
really?
That.
Really?
But it was.
People did received and welcome you? Like,
oh, yeah.
And they understood the music?
They didn't understand it, but they liked it. So.
They liked it. Just the sound.
Yeah.
What about you, Leroy? Gotta get closer to the mic, though.
I guess I would say France.
France?
Yeah, it's a lot of places in Louisiana, but I don't want to put one place, you know.
Yeah.
Because I play all over Louisiana, so I don't
right.
know.
But you're traveling like this in a foreign country. That would be an exciting thing, too.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you were able to speak that French?
Un petit peu, c'est pas trop.
But through, huh?
Yeah.
And it was nice to be there. What part of France? Was it Paris or what?
Paris.
Paris, France.
Uh-huh. And then we did Holland also.
Oh, with them wooden shoes?
They probably had it.
You didn't try?
No.
And so they'd say that's quite comfortable and people wear those right now.
Really?
Yeah. Lil Pop? Lil Buck, what do you say?
Lil Pop.
What?
What was the most fascinating place? What's the most exciting places that you played?
In the United States, here is Los Angeles, at Reverendale, the Catholic church over there.
Yes.
We used to play there with Cliff, man. People would be there at 5 o'clock for the gig, and the gig don't start till 9, you know.
Really?
You see them walk, parking on the parking lot, talking, till they open the door, then they run in, and it's on.
Yeah. It was. But you travel all over the world as
full passport, man, you know, so.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's all right with me. Either way, the ball boss is all right. It's all exciting.
It's all right.
Tell your age, Limbo.
That's
what?
Good. Yeah, well, he's 79 years old.
No,
that's
man.
What it is. He's celebrating
69.
His 79.
He's fighting for 69.
69. You got to hurry up and turn 70.
Yeah,
man.
He was born in 1933. And that's what happened. So you can figure that part right there. And Gerard, you can pull the mic to you. But you've traveled with Leroy.
Oh, yeah, and all over the world.
Yeah.
Yep.
What would be the most fascinating?
Central America.
Central America?
Oh, yeah.
It was
a lot of fun out there.
Yeah. I'm looking at his eyes right now.
Lil Buck said it was Angola, man.
Yeah.
Angola.
We'll be back again with more of Lil Buck, Lil Pop, and Leroy and Gerard right after this.
away. Take me back to yesterday. How can I ever hope to forget you? Won't you show me a place where I can hide my lonely face? I know you're gonna break my heart if I let you.
Hey, why does love got to be so sad?
I can't keep on singing about you.
KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles, now broadcasting in HD radio technology.
Hello, I'm Chef John Foles, inviting everyone to join me in the kitchen for Stirring It Up, where we share our passions for the great culinary traditions of Louisiana. We'll visit with friends, cook up some fantastic cuisine, and talk about the origins of our favorite Louisiana dishes. That's Stirring It Up with me, Chef John Foles, Saturdays at 5, right here on KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Into the flip side for classic and contemporary funk, soul, R&B, and other things. Saturday evenings at 10 p.m. and rebroadcast Monday afternoons at 1. I'm your host, Andre Broussard, and I hope you'll join me. Once again, that's the flip side right here on Caribbean.
Okay, we're back, and we're on this side now, John. And we have Meg Chase in the house this morning. Meg, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Okay, yeah, put the headset so you can hear. It's okay. Very good. All right. Okay. All right. Okay, Meg, we got this big thing happening.
Yes, sir.
And let's talk about that.
It's next Saturday, January 19th, at the Cajun Dome Convention Center from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and it's a Living Right Health Expo 2013.
Okay, and it's free.
It is free.
And what is going to be free? What can you come to Cajun Dome and have?
Okay, well, it's a health expo, and because it's January and everybody's thinking about their health, this health fair is going to have, I'm talking, a variety of health screenings. Cholesterol screening. Now, we ask that you fast for at least 8 hours for the cholesterol screening. We'll do blood pressure checks, stroke screening checks, skin cancer screening checks for upper body, sleep disorders checks, body mass index, bone density, even kidney screenings and heart disease. Heart Hospital is going to have a big booth doing cardiovascular screenings.
And this is a good timing because I know many people have been going to probably a lot of emergency rooms and just kind of hanging around the emergency room waiting for a couple of hours to get service. Now you can go and get this for free.
For free. Now, it's basic screening.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But it brings to your attention risk factors that are involved with kidney disease and cardiovascular disease. I mean, it's simple screenings. It won't take long. Nothing is complicated and nothing is hard. We'll have lots of different medical experts out there. We'll have nurses, physical therapists, registered dietitians. We're going to have a lot of information about nutrition. And let's face it, we know that diet and obesity is a big thing right now in our country. And we have lots of registered dietitians out there giving their time to help our community.
And this is going to be from 9 to 1 p.m., ladies and gentlemen. That will be next Saturday. So I know many of you have gone to, and we're also partnering with them. This is the 100 Black Men of Greater Lafayette. We'll be partnering with Our Lady of Lourdes because they're always partnering with us. Every time we give a health fair, Our Lady of Lourdes is there giving us support and doing a lot of good things to help us out and do something for the community. So we, in turn, are going to do the same thing with Our Lady of Lourdes. We're going to partner with them and help them, and we'll help you guide and go where you got to go because we've all done the health screening there. So we are not only help out, but we also get checked out too. And as a matter of fact, we had one member who was checked out and he really needed some services. And he found out that he needed some services. So
right.
You find out some great things. We had one year before last that the lady came in. And as a matter of fact, from the health screening, she was actually rushed to the hospital because her blood pressure was so high, she had no idea. So you really need to come. You have no idea what your body is doing.
Knowledge is power. And can I say one more thing?
Sure, absolutely.
We have some wonderful motivational speakers. And you can go to Lourdes' website, lourdesrmc.com, or KETC's website, and look at the motivational speakers that we've got. They're going to be touching base on how to quit smoking, eating healthy, exercising, and losing weight. So all kinds of great things. In addition to the screenings, motivational speakers, too.
Absolutely. And we got some people on the other side we definitely have to talk to before you even leave today because these are all musicians. And musicians are around a lot of smoke. They're around a lot of stress because they're playing instruments and they really need to get checked out. And there's a lot of people that go out Zydeco dancing. So you need to get checked out and make sure that you're healthy while you're out on the floor and having some great time. Meg, anything else?
Nope. Next Saturday, the 19th, Cajun Dome Convention Center, 9 to 1. It's January. You're kicking off 2013. Do it for you and bring a friend and do it. Encourage them to do it too. Health. Get your health. Keep it going.
And some of you have friends that really need to go, and you know who they are. So just tell them there's a big activity going on at the Cajun Dome. Tell them it's a big dance, and when they get there, they're going to find out that it's a health screening going on. And so you might have to use a little diversion to get them there sometimes, but it will be at the Cajun Dome. Nice facility, so come out and enjoy. Where at the Cajun Dome?
It's actually in the convention center, which is to the right of the Cajun Dome. So it's at the convention center, and it's on the entire second floor of the convention center.
Okay, great. So we'll be there to support and help and guide you. So come out and feel free. Don't be scared.
Simple screening.
Simple. It's really simple stuff. And the people are so nice. I mean, you know, they would talk to you so much. You know, it's kind of like, well, I need to move to something else. I mean, they're just that good. And we really appreciate the things that Our Lady of Lourdes is doing for the community. Just continue doing.
Helping those in need.
You know, free screening. This is the beginning of prevention. So let's get it done. That will be next Saturday. Thank you, Meg. Appreciate
it,
babe. All right.
That was awesome. That was long.
All right, that was a little bit more of Lil Buck on his new CD. And
The title of that one is called Cadillac or Running Cadillac or something.
Run Down Cadillac.
Number five
look
on
like,
the CD.
It looked like I saw one on St. Charles Street.
Yeah, it's Run Down.
He can't hear.
Yeah. One down. Put your mic on there, little buck.
What is that, man?
What was the name of that CD?
Run Down Cadillac.
I said, it looked like I saw one on St. Charles Street.
Yeah, but it's not there. I sold it. It's gone now.
It's gone? You sold it?
Yeah, I sold it.
Oh, you sold it? Mm-hmm. I was just getting my money together.
Girl, you waited too long.
Say, call the guy, offer him more money. Huh?
Tonight at Blue Moon, we're going to be there starting off around 7 o'clock, and the music will get started at 8 o'clock. The doors are open, actually, around 6 o'clock, so you can come on in. And it's a big celebration for Lil Buck's birthday, along with Henry Gray. Henry Gray, 89, celebrating his 89th birthday, who played with Howling Wolf and many other musicians. And he's right there from Baton Rouge area. Yeah. Born and reared in Baton Rouge, I believe, and around that area. But tonight, Coralladay.
Where's Howling Wolf from?
Yeah.
Chicago.
All right.
Yeah, there was, well... They showed it last night on Cadillac Records last night.
He hung around really from Mississippi, but he did all his hanging around Chicago.
Chicago, yeah. Right. Okay. Now we're going to have Warren Prejean and the Zydeco Blues, and Lynn August is going to be there. I'd Rather Go Blind, that was made by Eddie James.
Yeah.
And Keith Blair. Now, I'm not familiar with Keith Blair.
Blues player.
Guy
that hang around, you know.
And Zydeco Ray, accordion player with the Toothpick Man, as I said earlier. And they got Walter True Man Posse is going to also be there, along with his band. Part of his band is going to be there. And, of course, Henry Gray as the featured guest. And then Lil Buck, of course, the celebrant of birthday. And then Warren Storm, C.C. Adcock. And then, of course, we got a special guest going to be coming, Leroy Thomas. And, of course, we're going to have, I say, the Grammy nominee, you know, Coralladay. We mentioned that Lil Popladay is going to be there. With Gerard St. Julien as well. He's going to be there on the rub board.
On
the drums. Now, why you play the rub board in here?
Well, y'all have no drums.
Yeah, we got drums a table. Across. We got drums across over there.
Well, y'all should have put me on the drum.
Yeah.
I don't know if we could have matched the sound.
Herman, I know Herman back there. He wanted to say something, too. He's holding his chin over there.
No, I'm just listening and the observing and all that talent you're surrounded by, John. I'm just in awe. So I'm just observing. That's all.
You're just observing, and we appreciate your input in as well. Now, Leroy said he's going to be on the road. He's got some things coming up, and he just named a bunch of them over here. And he said exotic places that he's going to be playing.
Yeah. So where you at next time? Leroy, where you at?
Next Friday, we're in New Iberia at the camp. And that's going to be from 9 until, and then next Saturday, we're actually at a car lot in Lake Charles, Louisiana, from 2 to 5 at Gulf Coast Autoplex.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to have fun jumps for the kids and hamburgers, hot dogs, and
all that kind
punch and Kool-Aids. But you do like me, you just
drink
your ice chest.
Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Bring some punch and Kool-Aid. Yeah, we'll cut that already.
Bring some punch and Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Lil Pop, where you got something lined up? I know you got something. Mardi Gras is coming up.
Yeah, just on the 20th, we're doing that fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
And Leroy's going to be there. Chubby going to be there. Lil Wayne, Lil Buck.
That's right. That's another big thing's coming up that we're going to be there. Melvin and I are going to be there, help get your fundraiser going.
Yep.
On the 20th, and that's
20th.
On the 20th over at Whiskey River.
Yeah.
And starting off around 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
The doors will be open at 3 o'clock, so just come on out. Just be there at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, it's 4 to 8.
Yeah, and 4 to 8, and just be there. So we're just going to be there to help support. We're always willing to help wherever we can. But tonight is the night, and the birthday kid is going to be there, and he's going to be in his birthday suit, by the way.
What?
What? To wear my sunshade.
Look out.
That's a shame. Y'all talking Pampers. About him and he can't hear a word y'all say.
He said Pampers.
Pampers. Not yet.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Can you imagine seeing him in Pampers?
Oh, man.
Them little legs. That's how, them little legs.
John.
Okay. That's what got to go to music.
That's probably as bad as the bunny. Oh. The man in the pink bunny suit.
And Melvin, too, he said, Lil Buck said, that we should never forget about the mule.
What mule? We don't know nothing about no mule. He's getting out of there. All right, let's go. Let's go. Jump a little bit.
All right, let's go. We got it. All right.
Talk to me a while.
All right, let's go back in time a little bit. We're going to do a little bit of Mardi Gras. Let's see what we sound like the old days of the Mardi Gras.
Bon gambo.
Oui, mon cher camarade.
Et va t'y gagner mon essai.
Oui, mon cher camarade.
Hey!
Ok, Andrew, vous êtes appelé chanter avec à ce matin? Les cocktails aussi. All right, we're getting ready to close out the program, 11:56, and get ready for Herman Fusilier. You don't go anywhere. Just stay where you are as we close out with the Zydeco song, I guess, for Mardi Gras, This Is the Way It Was Done. And and you'll hear a lot more of it as we get closer to Mardi Gras, which is right around the corner in February, February the 12th, as a matter of fact. And we'll give you more information as we get closer. Thank you for being with us, and we appreciate all the people that was with us this morning. It was such a great thing. And, John, your guests, we really thank them for coming in this morning.
Sure do. We were having a wonderful time over here. We had them playing live in the studio right here. We talked about Lil Pop, Leroy Thomas, and Gerard St. Julian, and
the birthday boy.
He's going to be wearing the birthday suit tonight over at Blue Moon. Don't forget to join us, Lil Buck Senegal. Yours truly, JB and MC will be there emceeing the program tonight. So be there at Blue Moon starting off at 7 o'clock. Come and visit with us tonight. We'll be there in full blast.
And don't forget, what did he say?
And Lil Buck said, make sure we take a bath.
Oh, you want to go over there?
Yeah. And his pamper.
Make sure you got a big tip jar up there, man. Put some pampers in there, too.
But anyway, don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we certainly appreciate all of you joining us at 8 o'clock every Saturday morning. MC and I, we certainly appreciate it. And thank you for making this program the best in the whole U.S. Stay tuned for Herman Fusilier coming right after
coming
this.
Right behind us. Yes. And don't forget, the health fair that is coming on the 20th, free testing. And also, don't forget Queen of Peace tomorrow, midday through the afternoon. You go there and enjoy some good boucherie cooking, and some of you can bring your kids out there to take a look at it and see what a boucherie look like, because they will be butchering a pig there, so you can go out and check it out and show.
Good.
So you can see kids and see how it really come out. You go show them what the pork chop, where it come from.
That's right.